Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Former Buffalo Chamber of Commerce CEO Angela Fox has appealed her conviction to the Wyoming Supreme Court. Fox's appeal requests that three felony theft convictions be overturned. Fox was found guilty of three counts of felony theft in a jury trial in Buffalo in January of 2019. The appeal does not dispute that Fox used the chamber's credit cards and received goods and services from third parties through the use of those cards. Instead, the appeal argues that Fox charged items to a credit card that she was authorized to use, obligating the funds of the chamber, and the chamber then voluntarily parted with its money by signing the checks to pay the credit card bills. Fox appellate brief, filed with the Wyoming Supreme Court on January 2nd, argues that based on the evidence presented at trial, no reasonable jury could have concluded that Fox was guilty of theft as defined by Wyoming's statute. Fox's lawyers argue that the state presented no evidence that Fox took or exercised unauthorized control over any Chamber of Commerce property. The Douglas School District is running out of ideas on how to tackle the ballooning amount of unpaid school lunch debt on the books. The unpaid balance has exploded from $9,000 3 years ago to $45,000 now. According to officials, the school board has been struggling with getting the unpaid balance to zero for the past 2 years, but instead, the amount has grown. The school trustees have been scratching their heads, trying to come up with ideas on how to fix the issue. The price for a student school lunch at the primary, intermediate, and upper elementary school is $3.15, while the price at the middle and high school is $3.45. Principals at all Douglas schools have been calling the parents direct, and certified letters are sent out to parents who have a balance of $75 or higher. The unpaid lunch debt is covered every year by the general fund, which means that those funds aren't available for other programs like sports.
Drive safe. Keep back from the snowplow's track. Challenges are created when motorists share the road with snowplows. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. When you encounter a snowplow, be visible. Turn on your headlights. Slow down. Keep to the right side of the road. Don't pass. It's safer behind the plow. Be cautious. Plows create snow clouds. Watch for flashing yellow and blue lights. Stay back. The snowplow operator will let you pass. Drive safe this winter, and please buckle up.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
The case of a 17-year-old boy accused of setting fire to a bathroom at Thunder Basin High School won't be sent to juvenile court. Derek Paul will continue to face arson charges in district court after a new court-appointed attorney asked that a request to move it to juvenile court not be considered. Paul's previous attorney had asked that a transfer hearing be set at which attorneys could argue whether Paul should be treated as a juvenile. Cases in juvenile court are handled differently than in district court, including that the cases remain confidential. But Brandon T. Booth, chief trial counsel for the Wyoming State Public Defender's Office, requested Tuesday that the court vacate the transfer hearing request. Among the reasons cited is that Paul will turn 18 in May, which, along with other factors, would weigh against his transfer to the juvenile system, he said. District Judge Thomas W. Rumpke had vacated the hearing, which had been scheduled for next week. Paul will be in court next February 11th for a pretrial conference. He is accused of starting a fire in the handicapped stall of a second-floor bathroom at TBHS on the afternoon of September 30th. A 53-year-old Cheyenne woman wanted for violating her probation in a 2015 DUI case is facing another DUI charge following a crash in Northeast Cheyenne. Police allege Mary Valdez was drunk when she collided head-on with a vehicle at the intersection of Ridge Road and Morrison Court, then fled the scene. She was arrested a short distance away after a canine tracked her down. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured in the crash.
This
look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.